Banff, the town of Banff has sent staff to help in Jasper's recovery from the destructive wildlife that destroyed one-third of the municipality's buildings. Town manager Kelly Gibson has headed to Hinton for the week to support Jasper's chief administrative officer, assisting with business continuity and structuring for the municipal organization, while other Banff staff have also been lending a helping hand with technical and strategic assistance. Banff's emergency management team and fire department have been in contact throughout the emergency for remote consultation and backup support. However, local firefighters and emergency staff have remained here due to heightened fire danger in Banff. Mayor Corey DeMano said she is proud the town of Banff has answered the call to help Jasper. "It's been a powerless feeling watching the devastation in our sibling community, especially because we need to keep Banff firefighters close to home during the heightened wildfire season," she said. The firefighters in Banff have been particularly affected by the loss of the young, Calgary-based wildland firefighter. "Many locals worked with him and our thoughts go out to his family and loved ones." More than 20,000 people, including about 5,000 residents, were evacuated from Jasper on July 22. Whipped by 100 kilometers per hour winds, flames reaching 100 meters high breached the townsite on July 24, destroying about 30% of the community. The town of Banff's water services foreman has been in Jasper helping to restart and pressurize parts of the water distribution system, while assessing and cataloging damage and helping with repairs. Two of Banff's water services operators are also in Jasper this week working to expand water services in town where possible. Banff's corporate services team has been providing support to Jasper's finance team to help make sure staff are paid and resources are available to restart, while Banff's planning department is helping with work to fast-track development permits in the rebuilding effort ahead. In addition, Banff RCMP sent one police officer and two provincial traffic members early in the emergency to support evacuation and security for the region, which remains under an evacuation order and closed. "The municipal Jasper staff are likely beyond exhausted in their professional and personal lives, and it is a good, neighborly feeling to know we can help provide some short-term relief and support in their rebuilding efforts," DeMano said. "We know they would do the same for us." DeMano said it has been heartwarming to see the donations pouring into the Banff Canmore Foundation for Jasper's recovery, as well as the efforts made to connect wildfire evacuees to workplaces with staff accommodation in Banff. "The wildfire tragedy in Jasper has hit Banffites hard, and I'm so proud of how we've responded in supporting our sibling community through some of the worst days of their lives," she said. Personally, DeMano said she is moved by Mayor Richard Ireland's steadfast leadership through his own grief and turmoil, given that his home of 67 years was burned to the ground in the wildfire. "He continues to show up every day with grace, humanity, and strength," she said. "He is a rock for his community, and he will be the pillar on which Jasper begins to rebuild." Meanwhile, Monday's wet and cool weather in Jasper helped firefighters' efforts to extinguish critical portions of the fire, which remains about 34,000 hectares in size. Up to 11 millimeters of rain dumped on some areas of the fire. Crews made gains in maintaining and protecting critical infrastructure and utilities inside and outside of the Jasper townsite, states an update by Parks Canada on Monday afternoon. "Most hotspots on Pyramid Bench are extinguished. Patrols will continue throughout areas near the townsite. Continued cool and wet weather on Tuesday will help minimize the fire's intensity for a second day in a row and help crews advance their fire suppression work. Fire crews are continuing to put out hot spots near Marmot Basin, and mopping up fire debris around Edith, Annette and Trefoil Lakes, and Moberly and Sixth Bridges. Personnel are working toward the goal of securing the northeast area of the fire to eliminate the threat to the town," states the update. Crews will also continue cleanup work in the Kirkeslin and Athabasca Island campgrounds. Plans for re-entry into the townsite are quickly taking shape, with some residents able to view the damage to their homes by bus on Monday and Tuesday. Supported access to the townsite to allow for damage assessments was also provided to critical retail services on Monday, such as grocery stores and gas stations. Progress continues on hazard mitigation and debris removal on private properties, and crews continue to work at restoring utility services to the townsite, states the Post.